2013是感恩的一年。
The year 2013 should be a year of thanksgiving.
刚才我们听到洪波的见证，听到苏宁的见证，以及诗班弟兄姐妹的见证。
We've heard the testimonies from Sister Hong Bo and Claire, as well as many from the choir.
我们就知道在我们的一生的生命里面最珍贵的就是经历神。
And from their testimony, we can see that the most precious experience we have in our life is experiencing God.
基督徒活在这个世界上就是经历那又真又活的上帝。
So, all the life is about for Christian is to experience the living God.
神从来没有应许过我们说我们一生的道路是平平顺顺的。
God has never promised us that we will not meet with any difficulties in our life.
可是神应许过我们说当我们遇到波折的时候他与我们同在。
But he has promised to be with us when we face the challenges.
当我们想到感恩的时候我们不是单单围着顺境来感谢赞美。
So when we give thanks, we don't just give thanks for when things go well.
我们也要围着我们的逆境感谢赞美神。
But we also give thanks even when things don't go well, or especially for things that didn't go well.
因为我们来到这个世界上，我们是空手而来到这个世界。
Because as we come without anything,
将来我们要回到天家去的时候，我们也要空手回去。
And we will go to our heavenly home without any earthly belongings.
所以在这个世界上，我们所拥有的一切，我们所经历的一切，全部都是神的恩典。
So whatever we possess and whatever we experience through our life on earth, they are all gifts of God.
从今天我们可以看到，我们在感恩节的时候，不可能连一件感恩的事项都没有。
So it's not possible for us not to have something to give thanks for on the day of Thanksgiving.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要让我们所经历的困境把我们陷入到忧郁里面去，我们不去感谢赞美神。
So don't let the difficulties, whatever it is that we face, drag us down into the pit of depression to make us unable to give thanks.
1929年是美国最黑暗的一个年度。
Now, the year of 1929 was one of the darkest years in American history.
大萧条笼罩到整个美国。
That year, the Great Depression was all over the United States.
股票大跌，人民在艰苦的当中苦过日子。
The stock prices dropped, and many people were living way below the poverty line.
有一群的美国牧师在东岸，他们聚在一起，在讨论这要如何安排他们教会感恩节的主日崇拜。
Before the Thanksgiving of that year, a group of pastors in the northeast of the United States get together and discuss what they should do for Thanksgiving.
传道人在谈论说，是否要在教会里面，大肆的庆祝，或者是平平淡淡的度过感恩节。
Should they make Thanksgiving a big deal, or should they just be very low key about it?
因为今年是困苦的一年，没有什么可感恩的事项。
Those who supposed to have a low key Thanksgiving would say that this year is a very difficult year. There's not much that we can give thanks about.
当中就有一间教会，大教会的牧师就说，他还是要召开教会大事来感谢赞美神。
But one of the pastor of a big church stood up and said, "No, it is in this year that we must have a big Thanksgiving event to give thanks to God."
虽然国家面临着经济萧条，但是全国人民过去的日子里面还是有感恩的事情。
Yes, the country is going through a great depression that many are living in difficulties, but still we all have something to give thanks for.
当我们在数算的时候，我们还是 And
when we actually count our blessings, we will see the hand of God that's reached into every family with blessings.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六到第十八节 告诉我们要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
That says the word of God in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances.
圣经教导我们要凡事谢恩。
So the scripture teaches us to give thanks in all circumstances.
我们感恩不是单单是为了顺境而感谢赞美神。
Not just when things go well.
我们也要为着我们所经历的不顺的事情而感谢神。
But also give thanks for things that are difficult times for us.
我想到当初清教徒来到英国，他为了逃难的缘故，他在临到英国东岸的时候，就有一半的清教徒在恶劣的天气之下离开了世界。
You may recall the history of the early pilgrims that escaped from England, that set sail for the northeast part of United States. When they set foot on America, in the first winter, half of the pilgrims died.
这些离开世界的清教徒，他们没有办法享受在这片土地的那种神的特别的预备。
So they came here to seek the special blessings of God, but those who departed, those who died in the first winter, did not have the opportunity to experience that special blessings.
但是那些存留做的清教徒
But those who remained started the tradition of thanksgiving. They gave thanks to God for His special care and guidance.
在内战的期间，虽然好多的士兵死伤惨重，国家面临危险的时候，但是林肯总统还是带领全国人民在感恩节的时间来感谢赞美神。
During the Civil War, at a time when many soldiers were dying in the front line and the country was on verge of a breakdown, but President Lincoln still led people to give thanks in thanksgiving.
在你个人的经历当中，也许你今年所遭遇的是不如意的事情，或者在你在想说，哎，看看我现在这个样子，工作可能会成为了问题，收入也减少了，为什么？有什么好感恩的呢？
So in your own situation this year, maybe you are saying that, oh, I am experiencing a lot of difficulties. My job is insecure. My income has dropped. What is there that I can give thanks for?
但是要记住神的话语说，凡事谢恩。
But remember the word of God. Give thanks in all circumstances. Even for the difficult times that you have. And for the fact that you are living even in this difficult time. That you still have a roof on your head and your food on your table. And many in the world are living in much worse condition.
今天在我们的身边所拥有的一切都是神的恩典。So
remember that everything that we possess are gifts of God.
所以我们要记住，为着我们身边所拥有的一切，我们感谢赞美神。So
we must give thanks to God for all those.
不久前台风扫过菲律宾，造成好多人伤亡，好多家庭失散，好多房子被毁。想想看，我们住在山镇，平安无事，这个是神的恩典。
Just look at the typhoon Haiyan that swept Philippines, that had caused so much destructions and so many lives lost, and we living here in Tri-Cities has been so much in peace.
当我们回顾2013年的时候，我们的眼目不要只看我们所失去的。
So when we look back in the year in review, do not only focus on those that we have lost, or those that we could have gotten but did not.
不要只看我们想要得到的东西而得不到，不要只看我们不顺利的事情，我们还要看我们身边所拥有的一切。
So take your focus away from what you could have had but did not, but rather take your focus on what God has given you.
我们还要看我们顺利的事情，我们还要看目前我们所处的环境。如果我们有这样的心态的时候，我们就会很容易数算好多好多的恩感恩的事项。
So if we keep our eyes on things that we blessings that we have received, we really should be able to count many blessings that we have received from God.
诗篇第一百篇是一首感恩的诗歌。
Psalm 100 is a psalm of thanksgiving.
这首诗歌在希伯来文的手抄本当中就有一个小就有一小小的字写作感谢诗。
So in the manuscript, the original manuscript in Hebrew, there is a subtitle that'sSaid, a psalm of thanksgiving.
在我们的中文和赫本的圣经里面都把这个标题写了出来。
And that subtitle is also reflected in our Chinese translation.
诗歌的一开头就向世人宣告。
And very beginning of the psalm is a proclamation to the whole world.
这个宣告说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
这首诗歌是犹太人所写的，诗人没有说犹太人当向耶和华欢呼。
Even though this psalm was written by an Israelite, but it didn't say that just the Israelites should shout for joy to the Lord, but said all the earth.
这样说是、不是单单犹太人要向耶和华大欢呼，连世上的每一个人，普天下的人，不论你是犹太人还是外邦人，都要向耶和华欢呼。
So not only Israelites but also everyone on earthShould shout for joy to the Lord.
向耶和华欢呼的已经是白人，是亚洲人，黑人，或者是贫穷人，或者是富有的，不论你是在社会上面是上流的世界的人，或者是无业游民，世界每一个人都要向耶和华欢呼。
So, no matter what race you are, no matter what class you are in this society, whether you're rich, poor, or in between, you should shout for joy in the.To the Lord.
到底什么叫做欢呼？
So what exactly does it mean shout for joy?
欢呼在这一段经文里面不是 大喊大叫。
Now shout for joy doesn't mean just screaming on the top of your lungs.
不是像我们到宴会当中、那种欢呼的声音。
Not just like in a concert where you scream.
就是跳舞欢呼
like in the dancing where you shout.
不是我们到足球上看足球场上看一场足球赛在足球场上的那种欢呼。
Or if you are a sports fan that when you are in the stand for exciting game that you scream.
诗人在诗篇第一百篇时候呼吁的是普天下都要来到耶和华面前敬拜。
So, what the psalmist called for is that everyone on earth should come before the Lord and worship Him and praise Him.
这个欢呼就是敬拜的呼声。
So this shout for joy is actually a call of worship.
这个呼声和在宴会中和在足球场上的欢呼是不一样的。
So it's quite different from the sound of shouting in a, say, a sports game where you're excited about your home team.
我们可以从诗篇一百篇第二节可以看出，这个欢呼是指的是什么？指的是和敬拜有关系。
So in the second verse of Psalm 100, you can see that shouting for joy to the Lord has everything to do with worshiping Him.
因为在英文 NIV 的翻译里面想到是 worship the Lord.
Yeah, so 在中文里面是乐意侍奉。
侍奉和敬拜的希伯来文是其实是同一个字。
So the word worship and the word service or serve are actually the same word in the original Hebrew.
在这段经文里面指的是应该是敬拜。
So from where it says you should serve the Lord, it actually means the same as you should worship the Lord.
我们可以从下半节里面，第二节的下半节里面可以看啊，看到这个是跟敬拜有关，当来向他歌唱。
So in the second half of the verse, we can see that it is really have to do with worshiping, because it says, "Come before him with joyful songs."
欢呼这个字也在诗篇98篇第六节出现，说用号和脚声在极大经文耶和华面前欢呼。
The phrase shout for joy again appears in Psalm 98:6, with trumpets and the brass of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord the King.
同样的，在95篇第一节说，来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。就是歌唱跟欢呼是连续在一起，指的是敬。
And again, Psalm 95:1, Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. See here, shouting for joy and singing for joy are related, close related, because they both happen in worship.
所以欢呼在诗一百篇第一节里面，诗的是喜乐所发出来的一个声音。
So here, In the first verse, we're told to shout for joy because that's what we have when we come before the Lord.
在中文是欢，就把喜乐的意思表达了出来。
So in the English, it's used more words, shout for joy. In Chinese, it's just 欢。
英文 NIV 翻译的很好，说 shout for joy to the word, 就是 joy 在带流出来。在 King James Version 也是同样是 joyful noise.
Yeah, and in a different version, the King James, it says, make a joyful noise. 也是欢呼的意思。
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，欢呼是有对象的。
And the other thing about shouting for joy is that there is an object of our shout for joy.
是向耶和华欢呼。
And the object of for our joy and our shout is to the Lord God.
诗人所呼吁的是世界每个人都要向神欢呼。
So the psalmist called for everyone on earth to shout for joy to the Lord.
为什么要向耶和华欢呼呢？
Why do we need to shout for joy to the Lord?
因为普天下的人都可以领受神的恩典。
Because everyone on earth has received blessings from him.
普天下的人都可以领受到神在我们生命当中的作为。
Everyone could have experienced the mighty works that God has worked in our life.
当人领受到神的作为的时候，世人就会自然而然地向神
So when we have experienced His mighty work in our life, we should shout for joy to Him.
从这里我可以想到是人可以认识到这位神是谁。
So from here we can tell that people can know God and know who He is.
人也可以经历到神。
And we can experience Him.
如果我们认识到这位神是怎样的一位神，我们就很容易向神感谢赞美。
And if we know who He is and His attributes, we will shout for joy to Him.
所以今天早上我们要来看这位我们所相信的神是怎样的一位神。
So we're going to look for at a few attributes of God for us to know Him.
这也是我们要来感恩的最基本的原因。
And these attributes of God are the fundamental reasons for us to be thankful.
在一百篇共有五节的经文里面，前面的四节讲到是感恩赞美。
So the first four verses of this psalm, which has only five, talk about giving Him thanks.
第五节就讲到为什么要感恩。
And the fifth verse says why we are to give him thanks.
因为 耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Verse 5 says, For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
这一节里面把神的三个属性表达了出来。
So this verse expresses the three attributes of God.
第一，神是良善的。
First, God is good.
第二，神是有慈爱的。
Second, God is loving.
第三，神是信实的。
Third, God is faithful.
良善是神的本性。
Being good is one of God's attributes.
神良善的这个本性可以从耶利米书第二十九章第十一节神自己所说的话看出来。
We can see that attribute from the word of God himself, on Jeremiah 29:11.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
各位弟兄姐妹们，在我们的人生的经历当中，神为我们所安排的道路是美善的道路。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, God has prepared a plan and a way for us, and the plan is good.
神不是要降灾祸给我们，因为神本性是善的。
God does not intend to harm us because God is a good God.
除非我们要离开神。
Unless we walk away from him.
除非我们走自己的道路，不是神为我们预备的道路。
Unless we are stubborn and insist on walking our own way instead of the God, way God has prepared us.
如果我们走我们自己的道路的时候，神的刑罚当然会临到我们当中，苦难就会来临。
Yes, when we walk away from God, we may experience a discipline or punishment.
那个时候我们就要学习功课了。
And that's the time we can learn our lessons.
我们要回到神的面前，我们要悔改认罪。
And we must return to God and repent and confess.
就好像以色列人，他们在历史的当中，我们很清楚的知道，以色列人所经历的就是。祝福和咒诅的属灵原则。
So the history of the Israelites in Old Testament exemplify this principle of blessings and curse.
神借着先知告诉以色列人。
God has told the Israelites through the words of the prophets.
他们要回到神的面前，遵守神的律法和典章，祝福就会临到他们当中。
If the Israelites return to God and follow His commands and precepts, they will receive blessings.
如果他们走违背神的道路的时候，他们去侍奉外邦的神，行耶和华看为恶的事情，他们就会遭受到咒诅。
When they turned away from God and served the foreign gods, the idols, they would receive curses.
他们这样做的结果是以色列人的面临着咒诅，神就把他们毁国家灭国，让他们被掳到外邦去。
So the Israelites at first did not learn their lessons, and they still followed the foreign gods, and they ended up being exiled for 70 years. So lost their country land.
神是良善的。
But God is good.
他惩罚以色列人，使他们失去的家园，失去的国家。即使年满之后，神显明他对以色列民的爱。
So even though the Israelites were punished for 70 years without a country, after that period of punishment and discipline, God brought them back to the homeland.
神还是让他们回到耶路撒冷。
So they were able to rebuild Jerusalem.
神对我们基督徒的要求和以色列民一模一样。
So God also have the same command for us.
他要我们遵守他的话语。
That we follow his words.
他要我求我们有一颗敬畏神的心。
That we live with a heart of reverence to God.
当我 And when
we live in reverence to God, we receive His blessings.
如果我们远离神，行神不喜悦的事情, 咒诅就临到我们的当中。
When we walk away from God, we may receive the, curses instead.
几千年以来, 这个属灵的原则, 一直到现在, 永远不会改变。
And this is a spiritual principle that has been carried out through thousands of years.
经文告诉我们, 耶和华本为善, 告诉我们, 神是善的。
The scripture told us, for the Lord is good.
他对我们的要求也是善的。
And what He demands of us is also good.
诗篇有好多的地方都提到耶和华本为善。
There are many places in the Psalms that teaches us that the Lord is good.
所以我在 slide的下面我就把这些经文都列了出来，我们今天没有时间来看。
I list under here the number of scriptures that have the same reference, but we do not have time to go into each one of them.
因为耶和华本为善，我们可以完完全全的投靠在他的怀抱里面。
Because the Lord is good, we can just throw ourselves into His embrace completely.
我们在神的怀抱里面，我们毫无惧怕。
And He, in God's bosom, we do not have anything to fear.
因为知道在他的里面，我们可以得到保护和看顾。
Because we know that we are under His protection and care.
知道是他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
是我们，他是我们的, 啊, 盾牌, 是我们的保障。
And He is our shield and our protection.
在拿鸿书一章七节说，耶和华本为善， 在患难的日子为人保障， 并且认得那些投靠他的人。
Nahum 1:7 said, The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
第二，神是慈爱的。
The second point, God is loving.
神是慈爱的, 这是神最基本的属性。
And this is one of the fundamental attributes of God.
约翰一书第四章第八节和十六节说, 神就是爱。
1 John 4:8 and 16 says, God is love.
哥林多后书第十三章十一节, 称神为仁爱和平的神。
And 2 Corinthians 13:11 also call God the God of love and peace.
神的慈爱属性从他三位一体里面显露了出来。
And this loving attribute of God is expressed even among the triune God, the three persons of God.
在三位一体里面，他们都彼此的相爱。
Because among the three persons of God, they love one another.
约翰福音第十四章三十一节，耶稣说， 但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我也怎样行。
John 14:31 says, So that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. This is word of Jesus.
马太福音第三章十七节说, 从天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And Matthew 3:17, and a voice came from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With Him, I am well pleased.
当我们讲到神是慈爱的时候, 指的是神那柔软的心肠。
So when we say God is loving, we mean that God has a tender compassion.
他对神的子民有慈爱怜悯。
So He has a tender compassion for those who belong to Him.
这是神针对子民的需要而论。
That also refers to how He supplies our needs.
所以诗篇103篇13节说, 父亲怎样怜悯怜恤他的儿女, 耶和华也怎样怜恤慈敬畏他的人。
Psalm 103:13 says, As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
生命记第五章第十节说, 爱我, 守我诫命的, 我必向他们发慈爱。 直到千代。
And Deuteronomy 5:10 showing, God said, showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
诗篇第五十七篇第十节说，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
Psalm 57:10, for great is your love reaching to the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
诗篇八十六篇第五节说，主啊，你本为良善，乐意啊饶恕的，有丰富的慈爱赐给凡求告你的人。
And Psalms 86:5, Lord, you, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all those who call to you.
神啊，慈爱的属性可以从神对以色列人在埃及地的救赎工作看出来。
And one example of God's love is exemplified in how He saved the Israelites from underneath the heavy hand of Pharaoh as slaves.
在出埃及记第三章第七节说，耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受杜工的下制所发的哀声，我也听见了。
In Exodus 3:7, God said, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their sufferings.
马可福音第一章第四十一节讲到有麻风病人来见耶稣。
And Mark 1:41 described when a patient of leprosy came before Jesus.
经文告诉我们，耶稣动了慈心。
And Jesus was filled with compassion.
马可福音第六章第三十四节讲到，耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
And Mark 6:34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
诗篇第百篇第五节说，他的慈爱存到永远。
The last verse of this Psalm 100, again, we go back to Psalm 105. His love endures forever.
神的慈爱的本性显明在他所创造的亚当和夏娃身上。
And his love also is expressed in how he created Adam and Eve.
显明在挪亚的身上，显明在亚伯拉罕和他的后裔身上。
And it's also shown through Noah and Abraham and Abraham's descendants.
以色列的百姓身上以及外邦人的身上也显明的，神的慈爱也显明在这些人的身上。
And his love is even shown among all the other Israelites as well as people outside of Israel, the Gentiles.
在整个人类的历史里面，我们都可以看到神的慈爱。
In the whole human history, we can see God's love.
神为人类预备了救赎恩典计划，就是神的慈爱的显露。
And the fact that God has prepared a way of salvation for all humankind is the expression of His great love.
耶稣降世为人显明神的爱。
Jesus Christ came down from heaven to become a human being to express God's love.
这个爱存到永永远。
And this love will endure forever.
今天当你领受这份爱的时候，你是否将这个救赎的恩典分享出去？
But when you have received this love, when you have received this grace, do you share it with others?
使到更多的人在基督里面得到盼望，也享受神的爱。
So that more people will be able to receive this hope and love.
第三点，神是信实的。
And the third point is that God is faithful.
神 持守他每一个应许。
God is true to all His promises.
神所说的话绝对不会反悔。
And what God has spoken, He will not go back on it.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十四节说：“那招你们的本是信实，他必成就之事。”
The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24.
哥林多前书第一章第九节说：“神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。”
1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神的信实在圣经当中不断的提到。
The scriptures repeated verses and verses again to tell us God is faithful.
一些例子好像哥林多前后书一章十八到二十二节，提多太后书第二章十三节，还有彼得前书四章十九节。
And there are many other verses that I would not have time to read them all.
弟兄姐妹，我们所信的神是信实的。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a faithful God.
他持守他所说的每一句话。
He is true to every promises that He has made.
人的话语有时候不可靠。
Man's words may not be true.
但是神的话语是可靠的。
But God's promises are true.
让我们抓住神所说的每一句话。
So let's hold on to every word of God.
神所说的话就是记录在这本圣经里面。
And the words of God are recorded in the scripture, the Bible.
我们要深深地相信神的话语，他的话语是满有能力、满有权柄、满有力量的。
And we must believe the word of God completely because His words are powerful and mighty.
他的话语永远不会落空。
And His words never fail.
我们知道是神是良善的，神是慈爱的，神是信实的。
Now we have learned that God is good and God loves and God is faithful.
如果我们只在我们的脑海里面知道神是良善、神是慈爱、神是信实的，这个是不够。
But if we only keep that as a knowledge in our head, that's not quite enough.
我们所需要的就是和这位神建立好、建立美好的关系。
But what we need to do is to establish a beautiful relationship with this loving, faithful, and good God.
诗篇第一百篇第三节说：“你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，是属他的，他我们是他的民，也是。”
The third verse of Psalm 100 says, Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and that we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
这一节经文把我们跟神之间的关系讲了出来。
This verse describes several aspects of our relationship with God.
有几个关系。第一，我们是他造的，也是属他的。
First, it is He who made us, and we are His.
这是创造者和被造者之间的关系。
That's the relationship between the Creator and the creature.
这个关系是很密切的关系。
And this is a close relationship.
因为我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to Him.
我们不是属于魔鬼撒旦。
We do not belong to Satan, the devil.
各位朋友，你是属于神的。
And brothers and sisters, you belong to God.
在你的一生的道路里面，你是否离开神很远很远？
So brothers and sisters, have you walked away from God and feel you are far from Him?
如果你是离开神很远很远的话，你就要回到创造你的真神上帝面前，重新和他建立关系。
So if you have walked away from him, you need to return to come to the creator that have made you and reestablish that relationship.
第二个关系是我们是他的名，这是神和他子民之间的一个关系。
And the second relationship is that we are his people. That's the relationship between God and the people that he has chosen.
第三个关系是他也是啊，我们也是他草场的羊。
And then it further describes that we are the sheep of his pasture. There's a special relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And this is a very close relationship as well, for Jesus Christ himself called himself the good shepherd.
耶稣说, 我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
大牧子耶稣基督为他的羊牺牲他自己，死在十字架上。
And that's why he has sacrificed his own life on the cross to die for his sheep.
他的目的是要我们得到丰盛的生命。
And the purpose of his death on the cross is for us to have life and abundantly.
所以约翰福音第十章第十节说，我来要是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。 I
have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
更感动的是什么？更感动的是大牧人耶稣基督，他认识我们。
And there's even more that this great shepherd even know us.
第十四节说，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
John 10:14 said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
他也保护看顾我们。
And he protect and care for us.
他供应我们的需要。
He supply all our needs.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友，这位神是这样美好的一位神，他爱你，他正等待你回到他的怀抱里面。So
brother and sister, our God is a wonderful God. He is a loving God, and He is waiting for you to return to His embrace.
当然你快快的来领受他为你预备的救赎恩典。And
I wish that you come and hurry to receive the salvation He has prepared for you.
他要赐给你的是一个
And he has prepared an abundant life for you.
所以在第四节告诉我们说，当称谢进入他的人们，当赞美进入他的宴，当感谢赏，颂称颂他的名。
Verse 4 of this psalm, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
进入他的门和进入他的宴，就是来到他的殿里面享受在神里面的那种丰盛。
And so enter his court or enter his gates, meaning to come before his temple and there to experience all the richness of God.
我们应该怎样的态度，以怎样的态度进入他的门和进入他的院呢？
So when we come, with what kind of attitude should we come?
我们就要称谢和赞美。We
should come with thanksgiving and with praise.
在这个感恩节的季节里面，我们最大的感恩是我们能够成为神的儿女。So
the greatest thanks that we can give thanks in this Thanksgiving season is that we can become the sons and daughters of God.
我们可以进入他的门和进入他的院。That
we can come into his courts and come into his gate.
各位朋友们，如果你还不是基督徒，今天就是时候来相信和接纳耶稣基督为你个人的救主和生命的主。Now,
friends, if you have not known God or received Him as Savior, today is the day of salvation that you can come before God and receive that.
你愿意不愿意来到神的面前?
Do you want to do that?
今天就是你的选择。
Today, that choice is before you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks.
感谢你，你的慈爱，你是看顾我们的神。
We thank you for your love and thank you for your care.
主啊，我们能够今天成为主你的儿女，乃是主你恩典的缘故。
And we thank you for the grace that allow us to become your sons and daughters.
今天在我们当中有还没有相信主的朋友，就是你来到神的面前来接纳他的时刻。
And those friends among us who have not known you personally yet, today is the day to know you.
如果你愿意相信和接纳耶稣基督为你个人的救主和生命的主，你要和耶稣基督建立一个美好的关系，我愿意为你祷告。
And I would like to pray for you if you have decided to to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
有没有这样的朋友，请你在你的位置上举手，我可以看到你，可以为你祷告。
And if anyone is ready to do that, please raise your hand on your seat. I will pray for you.
有没有?
Anyone?
神爱你，神要把他的丰盛赐下给你。
God loves you and God is preparing very rich blessings for you.
我们继续祷告，主耶稣，我们来到你面前。
Let's pray together, Lord. We come before you.
主，我们恳求主，你来带领看顾我们一生的生命。
We pray that you lead and guide our whole life.
让我们能够完完全全的将整个人投靠在你的怀抱里面。
We pray that we can completely come into your embrace.
让我们在2014年来临之前，我们完全的属于你。
And we pray that we are completely yours. As we come close to the end of 2013, we do not know what's going to happen next year. But we walk by faith. Lead us, each one of us. In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.